Someday, historians will look back on this time and ask how Americans kept their cool during a pandemic, a recession, and a stressful presidential race. And those historians may be surprised to find the coping mechanisms included a British reality TV show. The Great British Bake Off, or the Great British Baking Show, as it's technically called in the US, does not have backstabbing alliances or obstacle courses. It's just home cooks in a big white tent baking cakes, pastries, and biscuits, that is, cookies. The show's 11th season is now on Netflix, produced in the midst of the pandemic.
To save this year's competition, the bakers have volunteered to leave their loved ones and live in our very own Bake Off bubble.
That is a new voice on the show, host Matt Lucas, a comedian best known in the U.S. for the sketch show Little Britain. Matt Lucas, welcome to All Things Considered, and congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you so much, Ari. Thank you. It's, you know, I did not imagine that I'd become a television host, and I had never even seen the show until I was asked to try out for it. Yeah.
And you're probably not supposed to admit that.
No, well... And I got this call on the Friday saying, would you test for the Bake Off? And I said, I've never seen the Bake Off. I know it's really, really popular, but I mainly watch soccer and documentaries. So my agent said, well, look, just watch an episode tonight. And if you like it, you can test on Tuesday. And so I went for dinner with my family. And then I came home and I put on an episode and then another one. And then another one, and I thought, wow, this show is brilliant.
You do have a couple very important responsibilities, and I want to give listeners a sense of how you approach them. I mean, for example, you have the all-important clock-starting role. We have a clip of that with your co-host Noel Fielding from the very first time you took on that job.
On your mark.
Bake.
That's a little bit early.
A bit early.
Maybe leave a little bit of a gap.
Bigger gap, okay. All right.
On your marks, get set.
Bake.
And Matt Lucas, you also have the awesome responsibility of calling out how much time has passed.
Bakers, you've got 15 minutes left.
You see, if you communicate through rap,
right,
the kids really take it in.
They take it in better.
Yeah.
So how do you see your role as host? Like, what is your actual job?
Well, our real job, I think, is to... launch the challenges and to look after the bakers. And the bits they tend to show in the final program are when we're cracking jokes.
When you say looking after the bakers, do you mean making them feel better, like calming them down, soothing their nerves?
Reminding them that they know what they're doing and they've done it many times before and they're going to be fine. They just need to do what they do.
We're all living in this strange environment without hugs or handshakes. What did it feel like to be in this tent where people were eating off of the same plate and embracing one another without hesitation?
It was a bit like being on a kind of summer camp, you know, and we had activities in the evening. Prue, who's one of the judges, did some good flower arranging classes. And I did.
Really?
I did bingo. I don't know if you call it bingo in the US.
Maybe yeah, we you do.
It, you do. I called out bingo. And Paul Hollywood, who's the other judge, he had his incredible pizza oven brought down from his home. And he had a couple of evenings where he cooked sort of 150 pizzas for everybody. And
which is not what you signed on for when you agreed to be a host.
No, but, you know, how lucky am I to not only have one of the greatest jobs in television, but also one of the only jobs in television right now. This show was made in the summer. We went before any other show.
As a host, you mock the judges pretty mercilessly.
Yeah, quite rightly, yeah.
So during Chocolate Week, you do an impression of Prue Leith, who has asked the contestants to make a white chocolate cake.
I just think it's a little sweet.
You go, yeah, because you told us to make a cake full of white chocolate.
I just thought maybe... to balance out the sweetness, you could have put some mud in there.
That's all you, we should note. Did the judges ever ask you to tone it down a little bit?
No, very occasionally I go a bit too far and everyone laughs and Prue laughs and then she says, I'm laughing, but that's not going in the show. But they both of them have a great sense of humour and they were both very generous in that regard. And also I was the new boy, so I was kind of finding out where the boundaries are. And they would play jokes on me too. And it was good for putting the Bakers at their ease. You know, they come in and they were so tired and they were so stressed. And, you know, there might be real dad jokes that me and Noel make, but the Bakers would come up to us afterwards and they said, thank you so much for making me laugh. It really put me at my ease. So, you know, it has a purpose to it. It's not just us showing off.
You say one of your jobs is to remind the Bakers that they actually do understand how to do this and know what they're doing. Do you understand what they're doing? Can you find your way around a cake?
Absolutely not. I once tried to bake a cake, but already I started tampering with the recipe and the cake. I mean, talk about soggy bottom. I mean, this cake was just, if you had to give it a name, you'd call it wet egg cake. I mean, that's all it was. It was inedible. I mean, and I didn't go anywhere near it. But it's interesting because the thing about baking is it's science. And when you get a recipe, particularly an old recipe, there will be a reason why you should put it in at exactly that temperature for exactly that amount of time at exactly that spot in the oven. It's really interesting to see how successful you can be by just following a recipe. Having said that, I still haven't followed any recipes myself. I'm happy to eat the cakes, but I'm not a great baker.
What's the best bite you ate over the 7 weeks?
Do you know, I don't want to give anything away. There's a jelly art design round, and that was not only a feast for the eyes, but there was some really, really delicious cakes in that round. It was a moment where everybody upped their game, and it's really impressive.
Matt Lucas is the newest host of the Great British Bake Off, or as it's officially called in the US, the Great British Baking Show. The 11th season is now streaming on Netflix. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Harry. Thank you. And my love to everyone in America.